And it's time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. As our guest today, we have two here in studio. Mallory Shoemaker, which I was thinking about this earlier today. I'm like, I don't want to mess up. I want to get her married name right, because I've known you for the other name for quite some time.
Yes, it's hard to transition.
Yeah, but I got it. You've been married a year now, right?
Yes.
All right, so congratulations on that. And then Ryan Dusky is with us. If you're going to talk, you're going to have to move that mic up a little bit. Or really, you're just here for moral support, Ryan, you know?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Boom, nailed it. Thanks, Ryan, for coming, and we appreciate your support. No, I'm just kidding. So we're here to talk about co-opportunity picnic and day and month, right?
Yes, yeah. We've got, October launched officially yesterday, as we all know, and that is National Co-op Month. So we're here today to launch our Beloit and Mitchell County festivities with Co-op Day Picnic, or other known as Co-opportunity Day Picnic. And that truly is a partnership that we've done for the past 22 years with Central Valley Ag, Farmway Credit Union, and Rolling Hills Electric Co-op. So it's our Beloit area co-ops that are partnering together to celebrate all things cooperatives with our community.
Explain to folks a little bit how the cooperative side of things works, because there are some people that understand, some people that maybe don't.
Yeah, it's definitely a different business model than your typical business model. And the biggest difference is that we are owned by the users or the members of our company. So we're not investing outside of our area. We're investing with our owners within the community, you know. So we're not, our stakeholders aren't across the seas, and we're really benefiting and investing in our communities because we're owned by our members.
Yeah, and Ryan's here representing the bank. And you're all partners in this whole venture that's coming up, of course, on Friday with the meal and everything else. But just give it from a bank perspective, Ryan.
Well, it's the same thing. We're member owned, so there's not we're not for profit. So there's not somebody lining their pocket, so to speak, as far as directors or whatever. So, and our directors are all volunteers, so they don't even get anything for being directors. So everything is definitely community minded and trying to keep everything as local as you can.
I had somebody tell me, I don't know when it was, but it was kind of interesting, because I mean, I'm sure you guys get this all the time, that I was corrected and said that Farmway Credit Union is not a bank. It's a credit union.
It's a credit union, right. And I wasn't going to correct you here.
Right. Exactly. So that's the thing. I know when we talk with Eric Burks, people say the tech college, or, well, it's NCK Tech or the VoTech. No, man, that makes you. But what a lot of people think of Farm and Credit Union as one of the banks, but really, technically, it's not a bank, is
it? It's technically a credit union. You know? And the difference would be that, you know, not for profit.
Right.
Basically.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of rules that apply to banks and credit unions, so there's not a, a huge difference, but
right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I made that clear, so we got on that. Okay, so what are you guys going to be serving at the picnic coming up on Friday?
Well, we've actually have some exciting news with that. We are, so 22 years of hamburgers, which is still fabulous. Our guys do a great job of grilling, and everyone who helps serve the meal is wonderful. But this year, in addition to hamburgers, we are also doing pulled pork.
Okay.
So folks can have the option to choose between pulled pork and hamburger and all the fixing, cookies, tea. We're going to have a great meal this Friday from 11 to 1 at the Rolling Hills Electric Co-op headquarters here in Beloit on Highway 24. And the best part about that venue is not only is it at one of our cooperatives that we're partnering with, but rain or shine, we're going to have the picnic. We will be having the picnic in their shop. So if it's weather like today and how it's supposed to be for Friday, it may be a little chilly and a little rainy, but we have plenty of space within their shop. We'll close the door so that their bay door, so you know it's pretty toasty and nice inside. If the sun were to start to peek out, we can certainly raise the bay doors and bring the sunshine in too. So rain or shine, we'll be there this Friday.
So come on by and enjoy a free meal. But now you're encouraging people to help out when they come, right?
Yes. We are asking folks to bring a Mitchell County food pantry item to donate. They've given us a list of some of the items that they would encourage folks to bring, but mm-hmm. anything that you feel like you can bring, that would be fabulous. But some of the items are cereal, canned beans, soup, dry pasta, peanut butter, laundry detergent, toilet paper, soap, things like that that can really stock up our local food pantry before the holidays.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And so, folks, when you come, you're going to get to eat for free anyway.
Yes.
So why not bring in an item like that to help out the Mitchell County Food Pantry there? Okay, anything else that you'd like to add before we let you go in regards to anything that might be on the horizon for Central Valley Ag or Farmway Credit Union?
Let's see, October 17th is International Credit Union Day. It's always the third Thursday in October, and that's been going on since 1948. And also, I'd like to say, any of the farmers, there's really no excuse this week. I know that it is unfortunate that we're getting this rain at this time, mm-hmm. but there's really no excuse for you not to come out Friday and enjoy a free meal.
Yes.
And it's free.
Yes.
And it's free.
It's free.
And there's options this year.
Right. And you've got hamburgers or pulled pork and all the fixings with it as well. Yeah. And it's interesting because for every person you talk to that says, well, not every person, but it's that way. I grew up with my dad's a farmer. I grew up on the farm, and it's always like, we need it to rain, then it rains. We need it to stop raining. We need more rain. We need less rain. We need sun. We need wind. We don't yes. want wind. We don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what Mother Nature yeah. does. It's never going to be right.
No.
Like right now, there's probably some people going, you know what? We need it. This moisture's okay for the future.
Yeah.
Other people can't get in the field, can't do anything right now.
Right.
You guys deal with that
yeah.
all the time, don't you?
We are starting to joke that when we pray, we need to be, ask Jesus to be a little bit more specific. You know, we want rain, but just this much
yes.
and at this time,
right.
and
oh.
then turn
yeah.
off.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you turn the spigot off, and next thing you know, it's really, really dry. So
yep.
that happens
yep.
happens as well. Well, we look forward to enjoying a free meal. Most people in the media business like to be freeloaders and enjoy free meals. So
yep.
I'm sure I'll try to make it over there.
Yes.
I'm sure my family as well.
Yep.
And is there, you guys have websites, right, that
mm-hmm.
people can to check out? Why don't you go
yep.
ahead and let people know about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, for Central Valley Ag, you can follow us on any of our social media platforms, but at our website, cvacoop.com.
Yep, and Farmway Credit Union is farmwaycu.com, and check out our services, what we offer online, or give us a call.
Yep.
Fantastic. Anything else to add besides, you know, what happened to your Huskers on Saturday night?
Wow. Well, they didn't show up.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
We were all hoping. It wasn't a shock, but we were at least hoping to
stay in the game for a
yeah.
while.
Yeah.
Were you at the game? Did you go?
No, I was smarter than that.
I was like, good thing they had a whole bunch of activities all day long
yes.
because the actual finale was a flop.
Yes, yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah.
all right. They'll turn it around.
I
know.
There's hope.
Mallory has Scott Frost on speed dial. She's been giving us some suggestions to turn things
hey,
around.
Hey, I met him as a kid, so
yeah.
I think we're best friends.
Absolutely. I mean, he remembers you and everybody
yes.
else he's met 28 years ago, whatever
yep.
it might have been, right?
Yep, exactly.
Mallory, Ryan, thank you so much. We appreciate the time. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.